people who watch Diane Music. This is Anime Podcasters, and I am your new and better host, new and improved, Caution Ginger, or no, Hotshot Ginger. I have two names. And with me, I'm joined by, who's on the opposite side of this, like, post-nation call?
Hello, I am Diane. Hey, what's up? Music is amazing. I love anime. Some Boku Hero Academia, best anime ever.
And GoPro-kyo, you want to go ahead and go?
Black Star is my favorite character. Hey guys, this is GoPro-kyo.
Funny, I can hear Jaden cringing.
I can feel
no,
him.
No, keep going. This is great.
It's too late. It's too late. You've broken it. Okay, let's start the episode.
The episode started, guys.
Let's start the episode.
This is it. This is all this is. We have no reason to do this. This is just what we're doing. I am joined by GoPro-kyo and just GoPro-kyo. We have stolen Giant's channel because that's
now.
What
it's
we do
now.
On Christmas. It is ours now. He gave it to us as a present, so now we can destroy it in whatever way we see fit.
On the last day of Christmas, he got 3 copyright strikes.
And a lawsuit from YouTube.
For some reason, My Little Pony content just like increased by 5,000%.
Oh, I'm good.
All right, guys, welcome to Anime Podcasters. I hope you're not too confused after that introduction. I would be if I were you, because you're like asking yourself, who are these people? Usually it's Yuki. We have GoPro-kyo and Hotshot and myself, Giant Music. Very quickly, maybe we could introduce you guys a little bit, because it's been a few episodes since you guys have been on. Hotshot, how are you? Who are you? What's going on?
I'm Hotshot Ginger. I'm a Let's Player and everything with GoPro-kyo here and Giant Music over there. I'm a collaborator, a singer with Giant Music at times, and he collaborates with us on our project. So really, this has been a collaboration turned friendship, because we help him more than he helps us.
Definitely.
GoPro. Hello guys, I'm GoPro-kyo. I'm the art director for everyone's channels here. I do the thumbnails, I do some of the animations on Giant's channel, though few there are. But yeah, I mostly work on Giant's channel appearance, and I also do voice acting, and I do my own animations on my own channel, so you guys can check those out in the description. Everybody's channel will be down there.
I will say, before we get into this, that like the past 3 podcasts I've been in with Jaden on, uh-huh. He always compliments you like heavily, like you are a god.
I wish I could say the same for his fans, because I think his fans hate me.
Why do you say that?
The episodes that I'm in have the lowest views, but Yuki, I think it's because Yuki's a girl.
right.
Now I'm just waiting for when this one goes up, and there's just gonna be 100 dislikes. Like, immediately, just because Kyo's in it.
I think they also disapproved of our Get Swifty cover as well.
Oh, the Get Swifty cover got so much hate.
Yeah, it's got a little more dislikes, but like there's plenty of people in the comments who liked it.
You didn't get Swifty enough.
Yeah. Kyo, you gotta get Swifty. Today we are talking about animes we plan on watching in 2018. These are shows that we haven't watched yet, and we want to watch them, and we all have a list, and we're going to go through them. We're going to be talking about also some animes that are going to be airing or continuing in 2018. I'd like to kick us off say one anime I plan on continuing to watch in 2018. I've been watching this anime throughout 2017. Binged all the episodes. I'm caught up. The anime would be Dragon Ball Super.
I've been thinking about watching that. I don't know if I want to, but like it feels like it's like to me it feels like it's going from what it used to be like in the 90s and such, like on Toonami. Like being a really good action show, but it's like actually like stepping forward and doing some newer stuff.
Yeah, like, no, definitely.
Especially with I think the biggest step for me is like that they're that, like, they have more female characters in the cast now?
They have way more characters just in general, because a lot of these characters are aliens, so you can't tell if they're male or female. Like, the arc that is happening right now as we're recording this podcast is the Tournament of Power, and really quickly, right. The idea here right. is Goku just, like, goes to, like, the Supreme Gods, and he's like, I want to do a tournament and meet the strongest guys from all universes. And so they're like, okay, the Zenos go, we're going to create this tournament, and the idea here is 10 fighters from each universes. There's 8 universes, okay? And right. It's a battle royale, and when your 10 fighters get eliminated, rung out basically from the ring, your entire universe is eliminated. All of this because Goku wanted to meet the strongest people ever, so everyone's pissed at Goku, and the tournament's going on right now, and it's a really good.
Well, I mean,
the
that just sounds like Dragon Ball in general. Of course,
so Goku fucked
at Goku.
Fucked everyone over again, like usual.
Yeah, basically, like all of Z and all of. Well,
so it's
okay.
still in
regular,
complete character.
Regular Dragon Ball, he actually was the hero who didn't do anything wrong. He was
well,
just fixing everything. Then
that's
immediately
still debatable.
After that, he was screwing everything over. He's the reason GT isn't canon.
And the thing is, you know that meme where Frieza was going, Namek will explode in 5 minutes, right? And it's been like 40 episodes?
Yeah.
Okay, so the tournament lasts 42 minutes. Every episode goes by, and they're like, a 20 minute episode goes by, and it's like, there's been 1 minute that elapsed in the Tournament of Power. I'm like, that 20 minute episode was a single minute? How does that make sense? So, yeah, no, definitely some Dragon Ball memes are staying in alive.
It's Dragon Ball time. When they say minute, they mean most of your life.
Oh, my God. Imagine watching an episode in the hyperbolic time chamber.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. That would mess with my head so badly.
If you, here's what I want to know. If you had... So, like, if you had to step into the hyperbolic time chamber, you've got, like, a whole day in real time. But you've got a year
right.
in that time, right?
Right.
How much anime could you catch up on in just one day?
Oh, my God.
Like, you could, imagine the number of hours you have to do all that.
You just come out...
Oh, man.
Everyone's
you're
like
ultimate. You're like you're like super weeaboo after going through the time chamber.
Oh my God! I guess so. I don't know.
Like
that would be a lot of anime.
Like you have Pocky. Like you have like a little stick of Pocky in your mouth sticking out as you're walking out. Like Daijoubu.
So you walk in like
I'm headed to Ichiraku, guys. See you later.
So you walk in,
but you're in the Dragon Ball universe.
You walk,
but yeah, I mean, I might check out Dragon Ball Super. I'm not quite sure yet. Like, do you know for sure if you'll check it out?
I'm going to.
You are?
At some point, I'm going to.
We'll have to like get Verve and see if we can watch the dub.
Oh yeah, that.
I prefer the subbed over the dub personally. Honestly, the voice acting is so much better on the subbed.
With me, just because it's what I'm used to and it's what I've always watched, I always go for dub.
I understand that. I was like that all the time. I was like, why would I watch in Japanese? That's just weird. I don't want to read like the titles like all the time. But I promise you, just give one episode a try. It's so much better. It's actually so much better. It's way cringier. Way less cringy, sorry. Just give it one shot.
Anime is half of anime's charm for me is how cringy it can be.
Just you'll see. I think you should at least give one episode a try and subbed at some point. Maybe like started dubbed, and when the dub is only in like 40 episodes in, and like the subbed is like 120 episodes in. So
I don't know. Like Japanese inflections are a lot different from American inflections. So like. I don't know. Like I just can't do dubbed personally. Like I can't do subbed. Sorry.
Oh.
No, Giant, shut up.
I'm kidding. All right, who wants to go next?
So, this series is recent. It's a Netflix original series for the dub at least. Sub is probably existent somewhere else.
I think you can find it online just fine.
It's season 2 of the Seven Deadly Sins anime.
Yeah.
It's a tale of Meliodas, the son of Wrath, going around and gathering the rest of the Seven Deadly Sins with Princess Elizabeth to fight, I think it's, damn it, what are they called?
Like the actual order. The Holy Knights.
The Holy Knights.
Yeah.
And to...
Gil Thunder and all them guys.
Yeah. And to clear their name for a false crime that they have been framed for.
Yeah.
And to basically take back the kingdom. Season 2 has been on hiatus, it seems like, forever.
They technically released a couple episodes on Netflix, but
they're like, it's they're like 4-minute teasers.
Really?
Yeah.
They're 4 minutes?
I don't know. I'm making
No, it was like 3 or 4 episodes that got released, just that's it. And it was like that one episode where...
Don't spoil anything in that season. I haven't watched any of it.
I was just saying, I saw them on Netflix, and I was like, there's only 4 episodes, so it's not worth sitting through all of them.
No, it was good.
Because Kyo and I saw season 1 on Netflix, and we binged the entire thing in almost one go.
Yeah, it's...
And I loved it. Season 1 when Meliodas, like, he's just, like, talking to the... I forget, what was that girl's name in the bar? Elizabeth, yeah. He's, like, talking to her, and he's, like, listening, yeah. And then there's this huge, like arrow or whatever, like going towards him super strongly, and he just catches it, throws it right back at the guy. He's, like, oh,
I love
sorry.
That.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's, like, oh, yeah, listening. He's, like, moving a little bit.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was great.
So you finally checked it out, Jayan?
Oh, I watched it. I watched this like how long ago? Like last year or something.
You did not. I swear to God, you did not. I promise you haven't watched it. Huh?
I watched it like last year. It was like No, it's been a while since I watched it.
It is actually on my probably on my top 5 anime of all time I've seen lately, and just the fact that the entirety of season 2 is coming out is making me even more excited.
I love how it's like I love how it's got like that Legend of Zelda feel, but it's also like. Like a little more cartoony, but it's still
very Zelda.
It's like Legend of Zelda combined with Lord of the Rings, but with a sense of humor.
They both have sense of humor, but I mean, like it's
more
like
Legend
of Zelda.
I didn't laugh once at Lord of the Rings until somebody farted. Just saying.
But what was the pig always going piggyback?
Okay, point being. Okay, yeah, anyway. Got me on that one. But I am also excited because January 6th is supposedly when season 2 comes out.
And the game comes out.
I was warming up to that.
Sorry.
January 25th, they have a PS4 Seven Deadly Sins game coming out, too.
What kind was it again?
It looks like it's a hack and slash, but I could be wrong. Right.
Like
Senran Kagura hack and slash.
Yeah, I was gonna guess like Dynasty Warriors type of game.
I'm honestly not. I don't have a whole lot of details, but I'm a sucker when it comes to some of my favorite fandoms being released as games. I have to get them right away. That's why I have the Steven Universe game the day it came out.
Oh yeah,
is that the game where you get to play as Armin, or am I mistaken?
No, Blackstar.
Blackstar
is the only character you can play as, and you are untouchable.
Blackstar's the eighth sin.
Blackstar's the eighth sin, the sin of existence. And he's
the
awesome.
Sin of anime podcasting.
No, if he was that, then I think everyone would just gang up on him. No, nobody likes that sin.
It's like Blackstar gets on. He's like next guest. Like, how could you be a guest on this podcast?
Nobody likes that sin of anime podcasting. Let's be real.
Oh man. All right.
Why are you still doing this?
Because apparently, even though people don't like it, it still has to be done.
Oh my God, Church. Your turn.
No.
Yes. I'm a comedian. That's why I'm making him die over here.
Okay, yeah. Everybody's been telling me to check out My Hero Academia.
Yes, the third season.
That's one of mine as well.
Yeah, that's one that I've been thinking about. Like, when I was working on, like, one of Jayan's thumbnails, I was looking up some of the artwork, and I like how it's very comic book-esque as opposed to, like,
definitely.
Being very... Instead, it feels like a mix of Naruto and, like, Marvel artwork.
Believe it.
It's really, really nice. Shut up.
Believe it. Believe in your dreams, and you will appreciate what you
piggyback,
see.
Piggyback.
Okay, stop with the piggyback thing.
So, wait, have you seen the first season of My Hero Academia? Or you haven't
I haven't watched a single second of the show. So... I mean, like, if you have, like, some thoughts you want to give me, fine, but, like, I mean, like, if you have spoilers, I'm probably not going to understand anything until...
No, I'm not going to spoil it, but, like, what do you know about it?
Don't spoil it, because I want to watch that, too.
All I know is that, like, what you said when it was first coming out, it's like the, it's like, like, I'm imagining, like, a little bit of X-Men and Incredibles, like, people, people are just born... Yeah.
When
people
I
are just
when
born
I see
with,
it,
Like, people are just born with their powers, and they have, and they like go to school to learn how to do use their powers and become superheroes and everything.
So basically, the idea with My Hero Academia and this universe, 80% of the population has some sort of quirk, a quirk being a power, and 20% doesn't have any. So basically, you're out of the norm if you don't have any powers. And so it's about this main character called Midoriya, and in the very first episode, you'll know he doesn't have any powers, and he really wants to become a hero. And it's basically about his progress towards becoming a hero. He meets like all of these like really popular heroes. He goes to school, he learns and adapts and grows as a character. And it has these very like climactic moments of like you know, like a classic moment when I'm gonna use this moment when Sasuke used Chidori on Gaara, and it was like this big like epic like musical moment, and like people are going whoa. There's a lot of that happening in the anime, and it's done well. It's definitely like the X-Men in the sense where people train their powers to become like literally be a hero for a job,
except it's in reverse. Like, instead of the mutants being the ones that are singled out and like thought as freaky,
they're accepted. Heroes are accepted.
Yeah, so it's like the exact opposite.
So now the Brotherhood of, or now Professor X runs the Brotherhood of Humans.
Basically.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
I will say I want to see Hero Academia 2, but when I see it, I'm reminded of the old Disney Channel movie Sky High.
Really? Oh, gosh, I remember that.
You know what that is, Jaden?
Do not.
It's basically a group. Basically a group of high school students who go to school, who are superpowered, by the way, who go to school to help train their powers in order to become superheroes. And this one kid who doesn't have powers at the start then gets thrown into a mat, like a warm-up match, to try and warm up powers. And apparently it ends up he has super strength.
Doesn't look too good. IMDb 6.2 out of 10. I don't know.
Hey, I'm not saying it was good. I'm just saying that that's what reminds me of it.
It's not perfect, but it's enjoyable.
It's funny.
Yeah, it's fun.
If nothing else, you'll laugh at how stupid it is.
Fair enough.
I don't think it's that bad.
It's stupid.
Can I go next, or do you guys have anything you want to add about My Hero Academia?
Other than I'm going to check out the first season sometime around January, like when I have, or I'm like this coming January, I'm going to have a lot more classes based around animation and just like color theory and such, so I'm probably going to be like using it as like study fuel.
Right on. The anime I'm going to keep watching, another one I'm going to keep watching, is Boruto, The Next Generation. I've been watching this anime. I know.
Didn't you just say that you hated it?
What? Did I say that?
No, I thought you said you hated it. You were just like making fun of it before we started the podcast today.
No, I
was doing an example.
Oh.
Anyways, so basically, this anime, like, Church laughed. I mean, this anime gets a bit of a bad rap for being, like, the continuation of Naruto, and why would people waste their time watching more Naruto content? Naruto's done, da-da-da-da-da. It's just, like, a remake of it. Yes, all valid points, but if you're a true super fan of Naruto and you just want more content, I mean, this is the only way you can go about it. I really enjoy Boruto as a character because he has this really, like, strained relationship with his father Naruto, and the fact that his father's the Hokage is something that, you know, he takes pride in, but also something that he struggles with, and he grows as a ninja, and we have the return of some classic characters, and it's a really fun show. And just because it's a the show's called Boruto, what's really cool about it is that you still see all the other characters. It's not just focused on Boruto. There's the whole class, the Sarada, there's Inojin, there's Metal Lee, there's all of these characters that are the children of the previous generation, and it's a great anime so far. I'm really enjoying it, so I'm going to continue watching Boruto.
Can I say something about Boruto real quick?
Go ahead.
All right, so at first, I actually didn't have any interest in seeing Boruto just because I was in that line of people that were like, oh, it's just a Naruto rehash or a Naruto redo, basically.
Yeah.
But in Naruto Storm 4 for the PS4, there was a Boruto DLC where you play through it, and it's the Boruto movie where he goes to the exam and everything else, gets expelled as a ninja, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
And basically, if there's something I'm kind of interested in, and there's a game made of it, and I play the game and I enjoy it, then I'll definitely check out where it came from. And that's exactly what happened with Boruto, because I loved using Boruto. I loved seeing how he was acting as a character. I fell in love with Sadara. And it was just, you could interact with these characters and see them in a different way as well. And it just made me more and more curious to actually see how it actually all plays out.
Definitely, definitely. And what I'm really enjoying about Boruto as well, you see, I almost call it Naruto. is,
well, I mean, it's the same character, essentially.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Essentially.
I mean, I haven't seen the show. I haven't seen very many clips of it.
Well, there is...
But, like, I'm reserving my judgment for it until I, like, check out an episode or something. Mm. When I was chuckling earlier, I thought Jayan was gonna, like, was being sarcastic when he was doing
it. Oh, I wasn't. I wasn't.
Okay. So that's honestly the only reason I was snickering.
So now you look like a dick.
Well, yeah.
But, like,
but,
I don't know. Yeah, sorry.
But, yeah, I've been curious. I've been kind of curious about it. Like, I'm wondering, like, or I guess I could just ask you, but I honestly want to, like, wait until I see it for myself to see, like, have they made improvements on the original show? Have they listened to, like, what the fans have to say about some of their tropes, or, like,
apparently,
if they want to fix stuff?
Because Ino is still with Sai.
Man. I mean, they got something right. They got Hinata with Naruto, which I think was
that's the one move. Thing they did. Well, two things. Sasuke's the deadbeat dad.
Sasuke is very absent in the series. he does come by at some point.
He comes by, like, now and again, like, to pay child support and see his daughter on the weekends. But that's basically about it.
What I enjoyed about Sasuke in Boruto is the fact that when he does meet his child for the first time, or when it does happen, I think it's gonna be a very powerful thing. The separation that Sasuke has with the Leaf Village is, you know, this whole, like, sound leaf thing. It's very powerful, and you see it in the Great Ninja War, where when he comes back, Kiba and all of them are like, what are you doing here? I thought you were a traitor. I mean, he's like, no, I'm here to protect the Leaf Village. He still has that thing where, like, people are thinking he's a traitor, or people are like, we can't have you in the Leaf Village. Da-da-da. There's still, like, some of that, I guess,
so, like, there was a lot of people, like, where Naruto had the Nine Tails. Like, we can't have him in our village.
Not exactly. Like, he still has that stench, I guess, on him. I mean, Naruto's, proclaimed as this amazing Hokage because of his Ninetales cloak and everything, and the fact that he mastered Kurama and everything. That's all I had to say.
But it apparently took him, like, twice as long as all the other Jinchuriki.
Seriously, they did it in, like, 3 months.
Obviously,
you didn't want your main character to have a struggle.
But they all had someone to fall back on. Naruto had no one. Honestly, if it was easy for Naruto,
that would make it boring, you know?
Well, like, I didn't say it was gonna be... I didn't say it was better if it were easy. I just thought it was, like, a little odd that, like, we didn't see him interact with Kurama until Shippuden. Like, we saw some bits, like, here and there... But for the most part, it was very much like Naruto just had, like, this little dark side that he could look into and just, like...
Right.
Like, this little... It would be, like, this little devil on the shoulder that would, like, tempt him to use, like, the darker side of his powers. But then, like, in Shippuden, they don't, like, do... And then, like, the other Jinchuriki show up, and they're like, oh, they're all buddy-buddy with their... with their nine-tailed beasts and everything, so it's just,
well,
like...
I think the reason why it's like that and why I enjoy it to be like that is because you see his progress, you know? Like, the first time he uses it, you know, it's like all this weird thing where, like, Orochimaru's like, what? Oh, this guy has a Jinchuriki.
Well, that was the thing, too. Nobody else had it fused in him when they were a baby, except Gaara. Like, when they refused, they knew it was going into him. Naruto
had it.
He didn't know what it was.
It wasn't like that for the others?
No, they were fused in it with later.
Okay.
Naruto had it since he was a kid, so he didn't know exactly what it was until, like, Jiraiya was talking to him.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so that basically covers Boruto for me. Was there anything else you guys wanted to add, or is it Austin's turn?
No, I think it's my turn.
I think it's his turn, yeah.
Go ahead, man.
All right, so I know only one thing about this next anime that I want to watch. The guy can kill things with one punch.
Oh my god, yes!
Yeah, I want to see One Punch Man. I haven't watched any of it yet.
You need to. This one this one is, like, number one, man, in my mind for you.
Sorry.
Like even more so than Hero Academia?
Yes, this one is way more your personality.
I love how, like, both of the ones that you really want to see are still, like, superhero related, but they're also anime.
Well, there's...
And, like, that's something you don't really see much in Japan. Like, Japan is just, like... They just have like all these hundreds of different IPs that people can.
Well, two of the three that I really want to see. I really want to see Seven Deadly Sins.
Yeah.
But I do want to check out One Punch Man. The only thing I really know is Saitama, who's a hero for hire,
right,
and can kill things with one punch. That's it. That's all I have.
I mean, I've
and
seen
that's
it.
That's all I let people tell me because I want to experience it in the show.
Funny thing is,
I think the really cool thing about that anime with Saitama is this whole thing where, like, he's so powerful. You know, if he's that powerful, everything's gonna be boring to him. I mean, if you can like destroy everything in one punch, like how fun is life for you? So I think he lives with the struggle.
You kind of get an idea of like what it's like for an overpowered character.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah, yeah.
He's like not, how but that, somehow like how they know somehow when from they what are I've seen, like I watch clips and everything, and I've like I was trying to say earlier, I have actually spoken to the English dub actor for Saitama. Like, he's in a Facebook group that I do, and like I've gone back and forth with him, and he's told me about some of his experiences, and like it was interesting because he was like, it's really interesting to play a character who has no limits but is also not like, but it's just like everything is boring to him. But he's not an asshole. He's just like, this is boring.
So it's like a it's like a Goku powered Chikamaru.
Yeah. it's like if all of life was on easy mode. And like you could do anything and everything, and like the more you get used to that, it becomes the norm. And once the norm is like, well, once it becomes the norm, it's just like,
yeah, it's normal.
That's it. Yeah. It's just,
right,
it's
right.
Normal.
But I think the thing is, like, life is on easy mode, but it's also extremely difficult for him to fit into society because of his powers. Think about it. He is so different. There's never been anyone like him before, so it's very difficult for him as a person. Yeah.
It's kind of like a Goku-powered Iron Fist, the more I think about it. Yeah. Because he's trying to fit in with society, too, from Marvel Comics. Jaden, why do you think this one will fit my personality so much?
It makes fun of anime so much. That, like, no, it's honestly a parody. Like, think about it. The main character is a parody. He's like, you know how everyone's like, oh, everyone's overpowered in anime.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's like if Superman was more interesting.
but
I'm sorry. I'm just not a fan of Superman.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that a lot of people are going to say that you're going to die.
So, basically,
this is why people don't like you.
So, basically, you know, it pokes fun at anime in a lot of different ways. Like, there's this instance where, like, obviously he's like super strong and he's like super overpowered. That's a joke on anime itself. Like, think about animes like Dragon Ball, where, like, you know, we've introduced gods now because like Goku is so powerful. He's on a god level now. They're Super Saiyan God. That's a thing now, and so it makes fun of it in that sense. Another thing that it mocks is, you know, those super long, boring dialogues in anime.
Yeah.
Like, the character's like, my name is Ricky, and I'm from this village, and I blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Well, Saitama, if he's bored, if something's boring him, he will say it. He'll be like, you're dragging this on. This is super boring. Like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of having this conversation?
Like,
can we just fight?
This doesn't need to happen.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So that's why you'll enjoy it from that perspective. And it's got some very funny moments, too.
All right. In your judgment, especially with stuff like this, I mean to say, tends to be really good, so I'm gonna trust you on this one.
Oh no, you're going in the right direction with that one. Church, talking about directions, it's coming your way. What's your next anime?
All right, one that I've been kind of curious about. Like, I keep seeing this one come up in like the news network right now. It's called A Centaur's Life.
Run away.
Why?
I'm kidding.
Hey, have either of you heard of it?
I have not.
I've heard of it. I know it's somewhat of a harem-y type.
Not necessarily. I mean, I guess you could say like it's got a lot of waifu material in it.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably
probably why I like it so much.
Well, I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying. Anyway, it's
I'm a sucker for anything with waifu material. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's to be expected, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's basically a slice of life, but it's like, it's got all these characters who are like somehow animals. Like, they have half animal parts on their bodies, so they're like birds, goats, horns, horses.
Goats, horns.
Horns. Yes, horns. They are horned creatures.
Well, that, yeah.
I mean, it sounded like I said, like, it's just a creature called a horn.
Well, when you said that, it made me, I don't know why I thought this. Huh. I honestly don't. It made me think of somebody walking around with a tuba with an arm.
A what?
Tuba.
Oh,
like
that
a horn,
kind of horn
musical instrument. Yeah.
This is not the 1940s, Austin. When
we're
anything
close.
Can be animated.
We're going back. We're not going forward. We're going back.
Unfortunately, it's supposed to be very laid back. It looks very colorful. It looks very nicely drawn.
Looks pretty. The centaur looks very, very pretty.
She does look very cute.
I know. Her I've seen.
Okay, yeah. Like, I think I shared this one with you at one point.
I've seen pictures of some of the characters before, but I've seen no one more so than the actual centaur herself.
Yeah. So, like, it's something that I'm curious about, mainly just because, like, it's something I'd be going into completely blind with, like, without, like, anybody saying, oh, like, it's so good or anything. Like, it's just, like,
well,
I can just go in and, like, have expectations for
it. Yeah, well, here's my question. Since I know this is a favorite anime of yours and mine,
uh-huh.
If it's anything like Monster Musume,
uh-huh.
You're going to fall in love with it. Because
probably.
Because we both love Monster.
I don't believe this one is, like, as etchy as Monster Musume.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more, like, just supposed to be, like, cute girls and... in, like, real-life situations, or as real as anime will let it be.
As real as a centaur can be.
Right, yeah, exactly.
All right, Jaden, I think that's all we got on centaurs, so you want to hit us up with your next one, buddy?
This next one for me is going to be very quick, because it's just an OVA that's coming out this year. Basically, next year is going to be the 25th anniversary of one of my favorite animes ever. You know exactly what this is.
I do.
Yu Yu Hakusho is coming out with an OVA.
Nice.
And it was announced at Jump Japan, I think was the name of the festival, not too long ago. And I'm very excited about this. There's not much detail on what this OVA is going to be, but I'm very excited that it's going to be coming out just because it's going to be a resurgence. It's going to be bring us back to the good old days of Yu Yu Hakusho, being an anime that's very nostalgic, a great shonen anime. So, yeah, I'm very looking forward to
to agree with you. I actually really enjoyed what I did see of Yu Yu Hakusho. I keep meaning to go back to it, but, like, it's so long. Like, there's so many episodes of it. It feels a little overwhelming, so I just, like...
Then don't watch One Piece.
I'm not watching One Piece right now at all, so... One Piece is, like, even... more long running. It's like more of a dead horse than Naruto.
Have you seen the meme?
I'm sorry, but
have you seen the meme where the guy wakes up in the hospital and he's like, "Oh, you've been in a coma for 10 years," and you're like, "Has Luffy found a piece of One Piece yet?" He's like, "No."
Yeah, I think I've seen that before.
Oh, it was the best. But anyways,
yes. Like, what do you know? What do we know about it right now? Like, what's been said? Has it just been announced? Or
yeah, just announced.
Is there a teaser, or is there, like, any, like, information on it, or what?
The only information I've gathered, it's celebrating the 25th anniversary. It's coming out with a box set that's, you know.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a quick OVA. I don't think it's going to be a big thing. I'm trying to think, is this going to be life after the anime? Is it going to be a bit of a movie thing? Or is it going to be more OVA stuff that, I mean, I literally did a podcast about the Yu Yu Hakusho OVAs with Yuki. Is it going to be just more material like that where it's, like, really goofy? It's, like, one of them where, like, Yusuke wakes up and he's, like, married to Botan. He's, like, what's going on here? Is it going to be, like, clips like that? I don't know.
Right.
Whatever it is, I'm excited, honestly.
I was just wondering because, like, I wondered if it was going to be, like the resurgence that Dragon Ball had with Resurrection F.
I really doubt it,
I'll admit. But, like, I just wondered whether or not, like, maybe that might be what they're doing.
Right.
Just, like... Like, I would like to see Yu Yu Hakusho, like, in the modern animation. Like, it would be really cool to see it with, like, much cleaner lines and just, like, stronger color schemes.
It would be very interesting to see. Yeah, no,
I mean,
definitely.
as much as I love that style of animation, it's just, like, I really want to see, like, what would it look like.
Yu Yu Hakusho in panty and stocking animation.
Huh?
Yu Yu Hakusho in panty and stocking animation.
Panty and stocking is
now
so
you're gonna
cheap.
Have to draw Yusuke in panty and stocking.
Stop it, Austin. Now I have to.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just like, I really want to know what it's gonna look like and, like, just what's coming of it.
That's basically all I know.
I'm gonna have to catch up on the anime so I can like check it out, like, and we can do a podcast on it or something.
If you want to, man, I'm always open to that. I'm always open to some more Yu Yu Hakusho goodness. Is it? Yeah, it's your turn, Austin.
So this one might be a bit of an older one, but at the most, it's 5 years old. At the absolute most, High School DxD.
Oh, I've heard of it. I've heard of it. I've not watched it though.
I've seen two or three episodes of it, so I do know. The only character...
You know what you're in for.
I know what I'm in for it, yeah. But the only character whose name I know is Rias Grimory, and that's it. She's the only name who I know. But I've seen two or three episodes of it. I fell in love with the humor. I love, like, lewd humor and stuff like that all the time. So it's that kind of anime. It's a harem-style anime. So I know I'm in for that, and I know I'm in for lewd humor, stuff like that, which is... probably my, if I'm being totally honest, it's probably my favorite type. So,
well, like, that's what Japan's known for, you know?
Yeah, and like I said, I'm a sucker for anything with waifu material.
Obviously.
So,
fair enough. But what made you stop the first time, though? Because you said you only watched three episodes. Why did you stop watching it the first time?
I stopped watching it because mainly we powered through three episodes, and then I just totally forgot to watch it.
Oh, okay.
Usually because, like, I have the first three, like, somebody gets them for me.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'll show them to him. Like, I'll introduce him to it.
And I'll fall and
then,
in love like, with it, and we'll forget about it.
And then, like, I'll just be like, oh, you can check it out on this website or whatever. And he's but just I'd rather use a legitimate site. And, like, I'm okay with that. I understand.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's on Hulu and everything else, too. But even more, what I'd rather... because I've seen it, some of it on Hulu... but I know from what I saw that I'm going to fall in love with it, so it's also on my Christmas list.
Fair enough.
even though I've only seen like three episodes of it.
Right.
But I mean,
I think usually when you like see the first three episodes or so, you can kind of guess what you're in for, what you like. Like,
and if it's on my Christmas list, you know I love it.
Yeah,
because
you must.
I mean, Devil is a Part Timer is on there. Squid Girl is on there.
Squid Girl's
on there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's really all I have to say. It's just, like, lewd humor, waifu material, stuff like that.
Basically, you're easy to please.
Basically, I'm easy to please with anything lewd, in honest truth. I won't hide that about me.
I'm proud that you're open.
Hey, Aki is a very good motivational speaker in being true to yourself. Oh, hi, Aki Dearest, I love you.
I have nothing to add on that, so balls in your court, Kyo.
The show is called Kakegiriri.
I can never do
that. Oh, man. Is there an English name?
Yeah, huh? Is there?
Yeah, it says, the colon title is Compulsive Gambler.
Oh, man. I worked in a casino. That's hilarious.
It's Celeste Lundenberg's anime series.
Is it about compulsive gambling?
I don't know, man. I mean, I didn't even read the description. Yes, it is.
Pretty sure it's the guy who wants to become a Hokage, but he just goes to... No, it's Tsunade's side story from Naruto.
Okay, so basically it is a school that has a social hierarchy, and the main way to rise yourself through that hierarchy is gambling.
Oh!
So, like, the entire social status is built upon like the way that the gambling or like how well you are, how good of a gambler you are in this world.
That seems very
and the entire school is based around this.
That's actually really interesting.
Yeah.
And like it's interesting because like this is like kind of based on something that's kind of recent. Like Japan has not had very many has like had next to no casinos in its area or like in its country. And so, like, I guess it's kind of a commentary on, like, too much gambling can kind of ruin your life, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, that's something that, like, as Americans, we already kind of know. Like, some other countries are just aware of that. But, like, in Japan, it's more relevant because not many people, like, they haven't had casinos for over 100 years.
Right. Well, I mean, that's kind of a good message to take away from it, then,
yeah,
isn't it?
Like, exactly.
Too much gambling can ruin your life, so don't do it a whole lot.
Yeah, I mean that's the message that it's trying to give, but like it seems obvious to like somebody who lives in a country where casinos are a thing.
Prominent, yeah.
But like in Japan, like I said, it hasn't been there for a long time.
We have literally a city dedicated to them.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I have actually two things I want to add to that. First of all, anime related. It makes me think when you said the whole they have to gamble to like the whole hierarchy thing, or, and like yeah. basically play these games and everything. It made me think of No Game No Life, how Shiro and Sora had to like
similar.
Yeah, they had to gamble. You know, they had to play those games and try to like outsmart the competition. And
yeah, exactly.
As I fun fact, I guess I haven't spoken about too much of my personal life on the podcast, but I actually was a casino dealer. I worked there before, and I know that like people lose a lot of money in those places. Like people, like they pay their rent going to the casino, and that it's like all or nothing, and it's definitely an intense thing. And making an anime out of that makes me. It's a sensitive subject, honestly, because people like people have.
It's also something that I've never heard done. Like yeah, I've never yeah. heard of anybody.
I've never
do
heard
something
it done this way. No.
Exactly.
I've never heard of like. I've never heard of an animation or a story that's specifically devoted to the concept of like what gambling can do to you as a person. Like
right.
it can like become like it shows how it can become addicting and how it can be unhealthy.
Right,
but
right.
It's also
but at the same
kind
time,
of
if you tell,
but it's just kind of but like I like the concept because from what I've heard, like Aki Dearest keeps talking about, she has like updates for it on her channel, and like she. She'll bring it up and like she'll just like talk about like what sort of the messages are sort of related to, and I'm just like I'm really interested in like I'm just like interested in the construct of it. It just sounds really it makes you think, basically.
Yeah,
I really like seeing anime that make you think,
right?
Don't just that like you don't just watch
then watch
and observe.
Europa.
Yeah,
I mean, I know you have. I've played the game.
I watched the entire first series, but, right. like, that's all I've seen so
and
far.
And I've played the games, and holy crap, it makes you think.
The thing with this anime, too, it makes me think of a little bit in the sense of, like, it's how it's dedicated to just gambling, and that's, like, really never been done before and all that. It makes me think of Zankyo no Terror in the sense of, like, that anime is directly linked to terrorism and terrorist attacks, and, like, nobody, like... like talks it's a very serious subject and everything like that.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give this anime a try literally tonight.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
I think it's I don't think it's dubbed, but that I mean that's fine.
I'll definitely at least check it out.
I'm seriously curious about it, and I really wanna like at least give it a shot, just see what I think about it.
I'll be totally honest.
Uh-huh.
When you said it was Compulsive Gambler, and when I gave my idea and you said it was a lot darker,
uh-huh.
I thought it was about like a father who had gambled away his daughter and his wife, and the only way to get him back would be to continuously gamble and go up the ranks.
Uh-huh.
But if he ever lost, like came last place, every loser
it would just
gets
like,
killed.
Oh. Like and, it, oh, it would have been like he just drops right back down to
yeah.
the bottom and has to start all over.
Yeah, and they like cycle through like everyone in the casino, like
yeah.
they're being passed away like property, basically.
Right, and they use like just about any like they use just about any game for gambling in the show, from what I've seen. It's
Goldfish.
Not just cards.
yeah,
it's,
just
like... it's not just like card. It's not like just poker or
they play
blackjack
cards against,
and stuff.
They play
like,
cards
they just...
against humanity for gambling.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh man, was there? Can I go next, or will
yeah,
the
yeah,
last
please.
Of it?
Please. But for those of you who didn't catch the title, it's called Kakegiriri, compulsive gambler. Yeah,
yeah.
See what you guys can find. It might be on Verve. It's definitely on my anime list, so definitely go check.
Yeah,
it out.
Yeah. I was about to say I typed in compulsive gambler on my anime list and it showed up.
And you found it.
Yeah, I found it right away.
Okay, good.
My next pick is going to be Code Geass. Third season has been announced. There's also a movie coming out in 2018.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. That's like
I only know the
brand
series.
Brand new.
Huh? I only know the Abridged series. I know nothing of
I
the
won't
original
lie.
Show.
That's what got me curious about the show.
Well, I mean, that's what Abridged series are supposed to do.
Led me to go watch it.
I love Code Geass with a passion. The ending to season 2, no spoilers, no worries, was the best ending.
Did you
to
say
any...
you hate it with a passion? Or
no,
he loves it.
I love
okay.
it.
That's why he's watching more
okay,
of
okay.
it.
Oh, man, Church. The ending to season 2 was amazing. It was one of the best endings I've ever seen in any anime. It just blew me away. It literally blew me away. I just had to put my laptop down. I could not believe it. the way Lelouch leads the rebellion and how he uses Geass in this anime, it's great. He's ingenious. He's absolutely brilliant. He's a great character, a great anti-hero, a great protagonist in that sense.
He's a little easier to root for than
Light Yagami.
Than Light, because the idea is that it's more like think of it more like Star Wars. Like it's like instead of I guess Star Wars is a bad choice to use there. I don't know. Like it's easier to root for a character who wants to make life easier for for people that aren't even his. They're like that for people he doesn't even belong to.
Right. I'm just really excited for this anime. It's gonna be good. I don't know if you guys have anything else to add. That's all I have.
I got absolutely nothing.
I think I do. I mean, I don't know. What do we know about the movie? Like, has it just been announced also?
It got recently announced from what I can tell. I mean, we have a picture. Nothing too crazy going on.
So we, like, know absolutely nothing about it, like the other movie you were talking about?
If I'm correct, there's three movies in total.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe so.
The third one was announced. New Kokia. Just be stoked. That's it.
Yeah. I can be stoked. That's fine.
Well, when it comes with a series that you love and when they're coming up with something new, that's all you can really do. Be excited for it.
Yeah. I really want to know where it's going to go, what's going to happen and everything. I mean, like, I know that you should kind of leave, like, your expectations at the door until, like, you go and see the movie. But my curiosity still gets the better of me.
I mean, literally, my anime list says for the next season, it's... The synopsis is literally one sentence. It's, the story takes place several years after Lelouch's Zero Requiem plan. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
That works.
Zero... I mean, I'm not going to spell what Zero Requiem is, but it's after... The ending of...
Was that, like, season three?
Okay. Basically, the ending of... I'm not going to say what's happening. The ending of season two, we're like, oh, my God. This is the best ending ever. We don't need a continuation. Like, this ending is just perfect. But they're like, no, we're going to milk this anime. We're going to make more out of it. We're like, you better make it super amazingly amazing, okay? Because this ending was, like, perfect. This season two ending was perfect. And the fact that they're continuing after that season it's ballsy. It's very ballsy. Yeah, that's it.
It's one of those things where, like, everybody's going to be, like, kind of split down the middle about it. It's like... You just don't know what to expect, because, like, when something ends so well, like, kind of like how Death Note ended, like, were there plans to, like, continue it or anything?
No way.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, there was, like, that it would be like giving a new series to Death Note, or, like,
exactly,
a new movie.
Exactly.
In comparison to the horrible movie we just got, like, earlier this year.
The movie that shall not be spoken about.
Yeah.
But you can watch the anime podcast we did on it.
Yeah, go check that one out if you guys want to. That one's actually... That was a lot of fun.
If you just want to hear Jaden and Church yelling at each other.
I was
in the room and it was recorded. I know what they were doing.
Man, it was just me, like, going, I hate this, I hate this. And Church is like, but yeah, but have you considered this? Like, no, I hate that too.
it's basically...
I was really cool. I was really level-headed about it. Like, I was just, like... I liked things in it, but I realized
but I
that it was
like
bad.
It.
It was pretty obvious that it was not good, like, by any definition of the word.
Yeah, anyways, we don't need to go back that down.
Yeah, 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 sorry.
Just... Austin, your turn, buddy.
All right, so I can't remember the name of this one specifically all that well, but...
I'll see what I can do.
Okay. But I do remember that it was on a promotional code from MatPat's Game Theory channel. And it was called, I believe it was called a Restaurant from Another Dimension.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the... I can't remember what it's called, but I think that's probably it.
Okay. So, from what I could tell from the description of when he was plugging it, is there's a human, and it takes place in... There's this portal that can go to another dimension restaurant. And in the restaurant, there's a whole bunch of monsters, demons... Everything else like that with the fantasy aspect of it. It's like it's very much like a fantasy tavern of sorts when
like
you walk in.
Imagine like a diner, like the imagine if the TARDIS was a diner.
Right. Is it Restaurant to Another World?
Yeah, that's the one. That's Restaurant to Another World.
Exactly.
So Other Dimension Restaurant to Another World. You get the idea.
Basically,
from everything that I was seeing from him, I haven't seen the teaser for it for a while, But when I saw it, I was immediately interested, but I didn't watch it immediately because he said it was on Verve, and I don't have
Was it on Verve or was it Crunchyroll?
He did it on Verve.
Okay.
Like, his sponsor when it comes to anime stuff is Verve.
Okay.
Usually, anyway.
Yeah, but they still do Crunchyroll on the theory channels.
Occasionally, yeah. But anyway, I'm just curious about that. I don't have a whole lot about to say on that one. I'm just curious to check that one out.
That one sounds really interesting, like, from what I saw. Like,
yeah.
Especially when you have that kind of premise, it sounds like it's got the Rick and Morty, like, dimension hopping sort of thing
going.
Which
I fall in love with immediately. Yeah, Rick and Morty love dimension hopping.
Rick and Morty is great. Like,
okay, wrong channel.
I know. I'm sorry. But, like, still, like, Rick and Morty is great.
The artwork looks like Sword Art Online a little bit.
Oh, and the...
Oh, the artwork for...
Another
Restaurant
World?
Restaurant to Another World?
Yeah. It looks very Sword Art Online, like...
Huh.
That also might be another reason that I'm drawn to it, because even though I haven't finished Sword Art Online, what I have seen about it, I do like, and I know a lot of people don't, but...
No, it looks... I think it must be the same studio or the same people working
on it. I think the reason, like, a lot of people don't like it is because it's, like... I feel like it's
just
more...
Just because it feels like a harem?
No, I feel like it's more like the... I think gamers like it a lot more, like, because the idea is, like, more appealing to gamers. Like, I like...
Yeah.
Like, I'm a casual gamer.
Right.
But I'm not, like,
you have no desire.
I'm not as... I'm not as frequent as you guys are, but, like, I like the idea of it. I just feel like it didn't go very far.
Yeah. Which I can understand. That's why I don't force you to sit down and watch it with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, no, we're watching this and we're watching it now. But I'm doing homework. Don't care. Anime.
Restaurant to Another World seems to have, like, this very, like, fantasy feel to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. This one looks interesting.
We're going to have to check that out.
I don't know if I'm going to watch it. It hasn't caught my attention that much. To me, it sounds like a restaurant with a portal to different places. it doesn't sound too interesting to me personally.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But it did catch my immediate attention. I just haven't had a chance to go over and check it out yet.
Right. For me, when you pick something, or, like, when somebody picks that kind of story, you have, like, complete creative freedom, and you can do just about anything. The only problem I would have is if, like, the characters aren't, like, of any interest.
Mm-hmm.
It would be Food Wars.
Whoa,
oh, okay.
Food Wars.
Yeah. It's obviously very silly because, like, it has the... It's kind of infamous right now because of its... or not right now, but, like, it was kind of infamous for its whole, like, food orgasm jokes that it kept making. But, yeah, like, I've been pretty curious about just, like, what it's actually about. Like, I think that... I'm aware that it's probably going to be really ridiculous, but, like, I'm kind of open to, like, really silly stuff. But at the same time, I have to be able to take something seriously. Or I have to take, like, nothing seriously. It has to be, like, one or the other.
Yeah,
I can't do in between. I have to have one or the other.
Yeah, everything is just crap or everything's hilarious. There's no in between.
Maybe with us, that might be true. But, yeah, I really have very little to say about it. Like, it's just something that I've been looking at, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that looks pretty cool. I'll definitely look into that.
Fair
That's
enough.
It's not Gunslinger Girl, is it?
No, okay. It's not.
All right, cool. I mean, honestly, to me, it looks way too ridiculous to watch. I don't know, Food Wars. I mean, I feel like this is the kind of anime I look at, and I'm just like, oh, we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel here. Honestly.
It hit some pretty high acclaim
of late. But at the same time, like, whenever you think of something like that, it can usually end up being really well, really good.
I mean,
that's always possible.
I guess, but I'm not.
I'm not promising anything. I would say
stay open to the possibility.
Yeah, there you go.
Basically,
but
yeah, I mean, that's basically all of our lists of.
That's
animes.
Basically our. That's basically our list for 2018 watch list. For us, I guess. So.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So, I guess we'll start closing it out. Do you guys want to plug your channels real quick? What's going on and everything, and then we'll close it all out. So, go ahead, Austin.
So, my name is Hotshot Ginger. I'm a Let's Player, Skids Maker, and a singer collaborator with Giant Music, as well as GoProKyo over here. I'm basically just a performer. I don't, like, make a whole bunch of scripts or anything. Actually, take that back. I am one of the writers for our projects that we collaborate on. Right now, my setup is unfortunately down. Otherwise, I'd be putting up Let's Plays. And right now, I'm working on projects with this guy and this other guy. So, by that, I mean Jaden and Church. So,
just say the names, man.
Oh, shut up. So, that's pretty much sums up my stuff. So, I'll send it over to Church, because when Jaden does that, I'm pretty sure we're going to shut this entire thing down.
Yeah, pretty much.
Shut it down.
I am GoProKyo. I am the animator, the channel art designer, and just one of the writers and creators for Giants Channels and or Giants Channel and Ginger's Channel. So
it's kind of a jack of all trades in a way.
I guess so. Jack of all trades, but master of like next to nothing.
He's amateur of all trades.
Yeah, there you go. But you guys can check out my channel in the description. I'm not really doing anything. I'm actually doing a lot more than I used to. I'm doing a lot of speed paints right now. Recently, I just did a Christmas-related one for the Challenge of the Month by Draw with Jazza, so go ahead and check that out. That'll be the newest video on my channel right now. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Gianne, and we'll call this a good night.
All right, so if you guys want some more anime podcasters in your feed, you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. You can also follow the podcast on SoundCloud. Links for that will be in the description. For myself, you can subscribe to the YouTube channel. Giant Music is the channel name. Twitter is at Giant Music, facebook.com/Giant Music. And that's going to be all the plugs I have. Thank you guys so much for this incredible year of anime podcasting. Thank you to Hotshot. Thank you to Kyo. Thank you to Yuki. Thank you to Ben, all these people who came on and, you know, take time out of their day to podcast with me. I truly appreciate it. We get on here, we talk about cartoons, and it's always a blast, and it's just hilarious. I really enjoy you guys. Just a big thank you from everyone. And I know Kyo plugged his stuff, but honestly, if you guys need artwork, please hit him up. Very affordable, very good quality content. You need more artwork from GoProKyo in your life. All right, that's gonna be it. Thank you guys so much. We will see you. I will see you. Who knows who will see who in the next episode of Anime Podcasters. Peace out.
Bye.
Laters.